This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The fight in Ukraine shifts east.
Fightings are becoming heavier and heavier, but we will fight till the death.
An urgent plea to the U.S. for
Зброя номер один.
Weapons number one.
A first-time champ at the Masters.
I mean, it's Augusta National. It's about as cool as it gets.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is warning a major Russian military offensive is imminent in the eastern portion of his country, where at least 57 people, including children, were killed in an attack on a train station Friday. Russia has put a new general with a brutal reputation at the helm. Correspondent Holly Williams reports from southern Ukraine.
General Alexander Dvornikov is the man who's now in charge of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, according to a U.S. official. General Dvornikov previously led Russian forces in Syria, where Russia's been accused of committing war crimes by the United Nations, with airstrikes targeting civilian areas. General Dvornikov's appointment follows a catalogue of Russian military failures. Ukraine claims nearly 20,000 Russian troops have been killed in this invasion, while Russia's tanks and armoured vehicles have been picked off by Ukrainians, sometimes using guerrilla tactics.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is pinning the blame for much of the devastation in his country squarely on the shoulders of Western allies. He spoke to 60 Minutes' Scott Pelley in an interview inside his fortified, blacked-out war rooms in Kyiv.
Mr. President, in a speech to NATO, you said, quote, "All the people who die will die because of you." Are you saying that the West bears some responsibility for these atrocities?
When you have the ability to close the sky, yes, it's scary that a world war could start. But whether the world is responsible for this, I believe so. Yes, stand in front of the mirror and ask yourself, were you able to do something or were you unable to do something?
Mr. President, we wish you all the luck in the world.
I need half of it. I think even half will be enough.
A new CBS News poll shows 72% of Americans support sending weapons to Ukraine. Here in the U.S., police in Iowa are searching for two suspects after a deadly shooting at a crowded nightclub in Cedar Rapids. Chief of Police Wayne German.
Officers found two deceased individuals and 10 more victims suffering from gunshots, shrapnel, or other wounds caused by gunfire.
Investigators believe the gunman fired more than a dozen times, then escaped as about 100 people rushed out. Police also believe one of the victims was targeted. No word yet on a motive. With the White House and Justice Department under growing pressure to do more to combat violent crime, President Biden is expected to unveil new rules today to crack down on ghost guns. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
There's no serial number. There's no background check. And you can order them online, no questions asked.
A series of manhole cover fires sent panicked crowds running for their lives in New York City's Times Square. Among them, Lavier Pounds.
Once I seen the fire, the cops started telling me to back up. I slowly started backing up, and then it actually exploded right in front of me. And that's when I started running.
No injuries reported. The power utility blames a cable failure for explosions that ignited the flames. Elon Musk may be Twitter's biggest shareholder after he bought a 9.2 stake in the company last week, but he will not have a seat on the board. Twitter says he was offered, but passed the day it was supposed to take effect. CEO Parag Agrawal says the board will remain open to his input.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account?
Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A rising golf star punctuates his number one ranking with a win at the Masters. Correspondent Steve Futterman from Augusta.
He is the world's hottest golfer right now.
Scotty Scheffler.
Scotty Scheffler, who was little known outside the world of golf 2 months ago, won his fourth tournament since February. But this wasn't any tournament, it was the Masters. And when he made his final putt on the 18th hole, there was elation.
Scheffler outshines them all.
The call on CBS Sports, Scheffler led wire to wire in the final round, holding off all challengers with some remarkable shots.
Is that any good? What a three to Scheffler.
I was fortunate to put myself in a position where I was in control of the tournament today.
Yesterday also saw Tiger Woods complete his remarkable comeback 14 months after a near-fatal crash.
It's been a tough road.
Despite having his worst Masters score ever, Woods was triumphant. He was able to compete. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Masters in Augusta.
The baseball season's underway, and several minor leagues are experimenting with new rules that may or may not make it to the majors. CBS's Peter King visited Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Florida.
Robotic umpires will be used in many, but not all, Florida State League games. Daytona Tortugas right-hander Chase Petty likes them.
It's the same zone for everyone. There's no advantage for anybody. You know, there's no missed calls. You know, you got to work for what's yours.
When human umpires make the calls, pitchers, catchers, and hitters will actually be able to challenge balls and strikes. Daytona manager Gookie Dawkins says he's told his team to challenge judiciously.
Just got to make sure we pick our spots on when we need to use them and kind of keep it towards the back end of the game where we may really need something.
Peter King, CBS News, Daytona Beach.
A federal judge in Virginia has ruled U.S. service members who are HIV positive cannot be discharged or prevented from moving up the ranks to officer just because they're infected. Advocates say it's one of the strongest rulings in years, favoring people living with HIV. An ex-celebrity couple stars in a new court battle today.
Johnny!
Almost 2 years after he lost a libel case and an appeal against a tabloid in the UK, jury selection will be getting underway in Johnny Depp's $50 million libel suit against ex-wife Amber Heard at court in Fairfax County, Virginia. Depp claims the actress defamed him in a 2018 opinion column in the Washington Post when she wrote about being a victim of domestic abuse.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
A fallen Hollywood star is marking his freedom with new music.
Jussie Smollett maintains his innocence in a new song called Thank You God.
Thank you God, but don't be my enemy, God.
The Empire actor's out of jail as he and his lawyers appeal his conviction in Chicago. A jury found him guilty of lying to police about a fake hate crime attack in 2019.
That's what lies do. It's like they help me. You're not solving a crime. Taking out the elements of race and trans and homophobia. That's straight taking lives.
Smollett says all proceeds from the song will be donated to charity, including the Rainbow Push Coalition and the Illinois Innocence Project. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
A West End revival makes a big splash at London's Olivier Awards. Cabaret won 7 awards, including Best Actress for Jessie Buckley and Actor for Eddie Redmayne. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.